and ask you a couple informal questions. We'll try to stay away from tennis a little bit because I'm probably sick of hearing about tennis after now. You said your last time was in April. How long have you been here? I mean, in terms of over the years.
Oh, this is my second time.
Your second time?
Yeah.
From your second time, what do you like least and what's your favorite part of Taiwan?
I think I like Taiwan, you know, partly because I can, it's just kind of special to come to a place where you can, you know, see what your own, what kind of culture you're, that's here, and just because, you know, you have something in common, and, you know, being the same race and stuff, it's just, makes you really curious of the different types of lifestyles.
What influence has the culture had on you on and off the court, the Chinese culture particularly?
Well, our family, you know, has taken the best of the West and the best of the East and tried to blend it in so that so we can, you know, take the best of both and try to come out on top.
Right, because many people say credit you with the best court discipline. Do you credit that to the Chinese culture?
I would say more so because, you know, for me, I've always, my parents have always told me that I play best when I'm calm. And I think that the Chinese family tends to be more close and they just tend to, you know, they have more, they tend to respect their parents, you know, a lot more, and, you know, that's just the way they are.
We're all very familiar with the Michael Chang tennis extraordinaire, but tell us a little bit more about the Michael Chang off the court. What other interests you have besides tennis? Not necessarily girls, but besides tennis.
Well, at the moment, I'm enjoying, I'm breeding fish right now, actually, and you know, I think that I find a lot of enjoyment out of that. And, you know, obviously, being a Christian takes a major part of my life as well. And, you know, I think that at this moment, I really enjoy being with my family. You know, throughout the year, it's just very hard because you're not home very much. And to get a time where you can spend, you know, time not, you know, with your family, and one of the rare occasions that my brother is home is special. It's
many of the young pros in the circuits travel with tutors or people who help them with their schooling. How have you gone about? No, is that not true? Well, they have some way of working out school. Is that correct?
I can only think of one.
One really?
Is Tommy Ho. As far as men's tour is concerned.
How has your schooling been affected, and are you planning on, are you looking at the NCAA scene at all?
Well, I can't look at the NCAA because I've already turned pro, so that, you know, they don't allow professionals to play. As far as school is concerned, I've already graduated from high school, and, you know, at the moment, if something happens to me where I absolutely cannot play tennis anymore, you know, I have everything that I need to go to college.
How do you feel that you've handled the international spotlight, the transition into the international spotlight?
Well, I think that you know, you kind of get used to it, and you learn from it, and it gets to the point where you know, it really is, it's part of my career, and you know, majority of the times that I enjoy it very much. You know, but sure, there are some times where, you know, everybody likes to have their private times, and sometimes it's not there. But you know, I'm happy with the way, happy with my career and what it gives me, and you know, I hope that I can use this this attention to make an impact on this world.
Finally, if you could start your career over, all from start, from scratch, and you knew that you were going to be a pro today, what would you do differently?
That's a tough question because my career's not over yet. I think it'd probably be easier if I were to answer that after my career. But I'm hoping that I won't regret anything. You know, I've learned a lot from a lot of the professionals on the tour, and I've learned a lot from the situations that I've been in, and I hope that that I can capitalize, and hopefully I can reach my best, hopefully that's number one.
Would you just say these two things? Hi, this is Michael Chang, you're listening to ICRT Sports. And hi, this is Michael Chang, you're listening to Bobby Kong on AM576. Just these two lines right down here, separately. Can you do that? A voice, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what. Can we just say hi? This is Michael Chang, and we saying hello to the ICRT listeners or something.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, this is Michael Chang, and
I'd like to say hello to ICRT listeners.
And I'd like to say hi to the ICRT listeners.
Okay.